92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
A significant number of companies still have people working from home, staff members who used to be in-office employees, and this is happening around the world. It's frustrating some employers who feel that being in the office helps to keep their staff focused on the job. Meanwhile, for the people who have been and want to continue working from home, they say it gives them the flexibility to get their job done at any time and not be locked into office hours. So this is one of those situations where nobody's really right and nobody's really wrong. Although I have to say, the person who signs your paycheck probably has a little more weight to their case. So a law firm in London is trying to reach a compromise with their staff members who, for whatever reason, are reluctant to return to the office full time. Now, the suits are okay with their people working from home, but they say that convenience is going to have to come at a price. They're going to knock their salary down 25% if they want to stay home. So what do you think? Is it worth the salary cut to work from home? I'm going to give you my perspective because I don't have a problem coming into our office. In fact, having to come into work every day for the last two and change years during this COVID thing was critically important to maintaining my sanity. At least I was able to be around some of my coworkers, even though there's been a lot fewer of them since COVID started. And I would not be in a good place mentally or psychologically if I had been home alone for the last 2 years, disconnected from everyone here. But I consider myself lucky because I like coming to work. This is not a J-O-B, and a lot of you know you have a J-O-B. I love what I do and the variety of things I'm responsible for every day. People depend on me here, and part of my job I can't do from home. But I guess if you're making lots of money and you hate your company and the people you work with, but you like the job, maybe taking a 25% pay cut isn't such a bad idea. And that might be coming across the pond to America very soon.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.